Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and in that role, he's here every week to go through the charts. This week being October 3rd through 7th. Interesting stories, as usual, compelling people. We go through the list, and then we talk about some of the things that have been of impact, the behind the scenes, if you will, of talk radio. Michael, your job first, however, is to do us the pleasure. Give us the pleasure of the lists.
The pleasure of hearing the lists of stories, both pleasant and unpleasant. And they are as follows. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoffs. And number 10 tied with the Major League Baseball, we have National Football League action. At number 9, we have violence of a more realistic level, Afghanistan-Iraq operations. At number 8, we have the Amanda Knox case tied with the Michael Jackson doctor trial. At number 7, we have the Fast and Furious scandal. At number 6, the death of Steve Jobs. At number 5, the UN Syria resolution issue. A couple of stories of an economic nature. At number 4, European economic jitters tied with the Greek strike violence. And number 3, the big umbrella topic that we're going to live with for many, many, many months to come, the 2012 presidential race. At number 2, the Occupy Wall Street story. And at number 1, we have the Obama jobs bill tied with economic policy. The people that we're perky about. At number 10, Amanda Knox and Conrad Murray tied at 10. Hank Williams Jr. at number 9. John Boehner at 8. Eric Holder at 7. Steve Jobs at 6. Sarah Palin and Chris Christie at 5. Number 4, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann. Number 3, the very interesting Herman Cain. Number 2, Ben Bernanke and Timothy Geithner. And number 1, the champion of tongue wagging. Barack Obama.
All right. Points his finger. Remember when Bill Clinton used to do that, too? I did not sleep with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And he points, looks in the camera, or he's pointing at that point. He was pointing at Wolf Blitzer because Blitzer had been his number one accuser. I remember that. Like,
but
it was yesterday.
I did not have sex with that woman.
That was it. Right. Exactly. Yeah. What did I say he said? I did not.
I didn't sleep with that babe.
No.
But no, he said, I did not have sex with that woman.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The world of talk radio is profiled every week, actually every day, at talkers.com.
Every minute now.
I know, everybody's going there. And so it is with the pleasure that I log on to talkers.com, and the first thing I see is me, which...
what a good-looking crew you have on your Good Day show.
Right, yeah. We have Richie is there, and Jennifer Roberta.
You've got a really good team there. People should check out that show. Even if it's not on their local radio station, I mean, you've got lots of podcasts and things on your website.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's one of the great things about the media, our media, especially spoken word formats. Mm-hmm. You can get if you can't listen on the radio, we, number one, support terrestrial radio stations, but because we're producing programs that can be used in any number of ways,
right.
And if you go to DougSteffen.com, you can see a list of the menu there of things that we can do in terms of the countdown or in terms of Good Day, because I do two different programs, and see and hear and feel it. And that's really what it's all about. The industry is all about now not just a single dimension. There are a number of dimensions, and you can get most of your favorite talk people are doing more than one thing. You can access what's going on with them in that world that you like to be identified with by checking it out. And so you've been nice enough to put that info up at talkers.com as people. You know, I've started hearing this morning we had a call from England. It is not unusual. I've gotten a call from India and China, South America. I think we had a call from Scandinavia not long ago, even an African call. So, you know, this is the world we're in today. People are, even though America is down, it's not out, and people are still extraordinarily curious about what goes on here. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There are many Americas.
Now,
the world has a love-hate relationship with America.
Right. And so here's a remarkable, also at Talkers.com, the story of Ellen Ratner, who is on your staff, testifying before Congress. And the focus is what has happened in the world of talk radio, a specific case, if you will, where Talk Radio got involved. Will you tell the rest of that story?
Well, Talk Radio got involved. Well, you know how many trips we all do to different places.
Right.
And Ellen Ratner spearheaded with the Christian Solidarity International. They deserve credit for this. Talkers Magazine and the Talk Radio News Service. She spearheaded a number of talk show host trips to southern Sudan, where
right.
they were victimized by terrible genocide, starvation, and all type of horrific, horrific travesties of inhumanity. And Ellen got very, very wrapped up with it and started making numerous trips and became involved. And to make a very long story short, she began a number of humanitarian endeavors that has brought food and clothing and tools to these people. She spread the word throughout the world through Talk Radio News Service about a story that the American press really has not covered, and that is the African genocide. And she also brought back a young, recently freed slave boy. He was a slave abducted by Arab merchants who come down and ransack villages. Terrible stuff. And he was blinded by his captors, and she brought him back to the United States where they're undergoing operations to try to restore his vision. This is an amazing set of stories all tied into the power of talk radio for humanitarian efforts and to spread the news of stories that the mainstream press does not cover. What's going on in so many parts of the world, because maybe we don't have oil interests, we don't have corporate interests there, or they may not have strategic interests militarily. We just don't cover what, you know, we choose to be outraged about. And Ellen has done a magnificent job of doing that. Now she's having people donate goats. $50 buys a goat, and a goat can keep a family going for weeks, for months in this part of the country. And because Ellen just reached her 60th birthday, she calls herself an old goat, so her campaign is called Goats for the Old Goat. And actually, it's goats for South Sudan. And the story is there. It's very interesting. She testified before Congress and now is encouraging the United States government, officially through congressional subcommittee, to take action and help these people beyond the lip service that has taken place thus far.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's something to be proud of and something that we acknowledge. It is. It's not all about controversy. It's not all about challenges. It's not all about in-your-face stuff. So many people mm-hmm. think that the conversation that that we have is all right of center. Yeah, it's all that foolish stuff the news media thinks about that isn't true. So that's good stuff.
But I believe talk radio, to really succeed into this new century, is going to have to make its way into many different stories that are compelling and are urgent and that involve survival, life and death. There's all kinds of stuff out there that is just not being talked about, and it's a waste of potential. And I would love to see this medium flower into many, many different arenas.
Mm-hmm. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, we continue our conversation about the ins and outs of this fabulous medium in a moment here.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
Do you know someone who's having a birthday this month? Don't let the date sneak up and catch you unprepared. Have ProFlower send beautiful birthday flowers. They make flower deliveries easy and affordable. And get this incredible radio special. Yours right now. 100 stunning birthday blooms plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Play it smart. Go online to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. Why overpay at a florist when you can get huge savings on one full 100 stunning birthday blooms for just $19.99 at ProFlowers. They'll even throw in a free vase. With a deal like this, you can take care of all the important people in your life and schedule that special birthday delivery weeks in advance. But hurry, this $19.99 birthday deal won't last forever. And the only way to get it is to go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. One more time, write it down. ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY. Got it? ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We were talking about what's at Talkers.com because those of you who listen to this program, we consider, for the most part, to be interested in the inside, the inner workings, not necessarily like sausage, but there are very interesting and important things. And Michael, because he is the watcher, because he is, in many instances, the coordinator of things that help to promote, we're cheerleaders for talk radio, in other words. You say there are a number of changes that are taking place in talk radio at this moment. I wonder if you would highlight some of them as time allows.
Well, first of all, I think talk radio programmers are becoming aware of the fact that most Americans are somewhere in the middle and don't identify with extremes, and they have to come up with very creative programming that's political and hard-hitting and no holds barred, that approaches the middle ground, not just the right, not just the left, and seeks solutions, something you've been talking about for years. That's one of the big things going on. Another thing that's going on is that there's a huge migration of AM radio to FM signals, and we're finally seeing the great migration of talk radio to the FM dial. Every single day, many, many stations are changing to talk or sports or the word that's being used now to describe them all as spoken word formats on the FM dial. That is huge. So those are really two very big deals that are going on right now in talk radio.
And the advent of sports talk radio, we've talked about this before, how that's changing. There are so many more stations. It just gives the opportunity for more, as we look at these FM channels that are changing to spoken word, a lot of them are going sports.
Yeah, well, sports is great radio. I mean, you and I have talked about sports talk for a long time. Other forms of talk radio can learn a lot about how to do it right by watching how the sports talk stations operate.
Yeah, right. And it's always the guys who have the voice like this that are out there. They're no longer the announcer voices, even in regular talk radio. I do anyway, because maybe I'm a radio guy who's been around for a long time. I find it annoying to listen to these big, deep voice guys that sound like they're announcers barking the news, because they don't sound believable.
Well, it's form over content. And one time, to get on the radio, you had to have a voice. I remember when I was an 18-year-old radio announcer, a budding radio disc jockey or announcer, I'd have a sore throat at the end of every show because you really tried to keep your voice as possible.
Yeah. All right, the dog says time's up. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com or follow the comings and goings here. The conversation. Facebook has a good way of connecting. If you go to the listen box at DougStephan.com, you can, as they say, read and hear all about it. Here are radio hosts Jim McKenney, Gene Clem, and Sean Patrick talking about what has happened to Michelle Bachmann.
Is Michelle Bachmann still in the Republican race?
Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, her. Picture there?
Full disclosure, that was my pick when we first started out here. Oh, boy, she just disappeared.
Does she even have stand a chance?
It's funny, it says that was my pick at first. It sounds like people filling out their, like, their pool for March Madness. Yeah, my bracket's all set to hell now.
There you go.
That Bachmann dropped out on, you know.
I lost
in the first round in 2016.
I got to tell you, for a candidate who had so much promise right to begin
with,
because she was pulling big, you know, good numbers and did well in the first debate. I mean, it's like somebody tied an anvil to her and just dropped her off a cliff.
And that kind of just proves the thing.
Figuratively.
If you pander to the Tea Party, well, I don't see she's pandered, but she was she's a real Tea Party aficionado. She was established the caucus in the House and the Senate, so. It didn't do her any good.
I don't know if the Tea Party association was necessarily detrimental to her. I think she had some shaky performances.
And it wasn't helpful either. That's my point.
I think it was. I think you can credit that to sort of the launch of her career. Just as I would the same with Sarah Palin or some others. I mean, certainly. I mean, she definitely hitched her cart or wagon. I'm sorry. She hitched her wagon to that star without a doubt that she did. Now, as far as her decline goes, I don't know if that necessarily has anything to do with. Tea Party affiliation or whether or not they've soured on her. I think that's just the result of, you know, people seeing her, you know, outside of a situation where it's all prepared answers or choreographed press conferences. And, you know, people are maybe having to second think what they thought about her.
I think, you know, the real problem she had was she hitched her wagon, so to speak, to the HPV virus.
All right. Let's get Taco's Kevin Cohen in here talking to Newt Gingrich.
I want to ask you about something that's come out recently with the 21st Century Contract for America. I mean, you got incredible traction out of this the first time around as the House Speaker. Tell me a little bit about it as it's been modernized for 2011.
Well, first of all, it's much more comprehensive and much stronger because we're in much more trouble than we used to be. I think that if you look at America today and you go back to either 1980 when I did a similar project, then Governor Ronald Reagan, or you go to 1994 with our contract with America, we have more unemployment, more debt, more deficits. This is a much more difficult environment than it was. And so I think we have to have an attitude of much more profound change, frankly.
When it comes to something of this magnitude, I mean, clearly every time we've been talking on the phone, You have started off with jobs, and you've started off with wanting to modernize our economy and modernize the way we do things. How does that fit in?
Well, the 21st Century Contract with America, which all of our listeners can find by going to my personal website, newt.org, just my first name.org, it starts with a section on killing Obamacare, which is a big job-killing program, then goes to tax cuts and deregulation to create jobs. We know how to do this. Under President Reagan, we had a huge recovery. In September of 1983, in 1 month, he created 1,100,000 new jobs. When we followed the same game plan when I was Speaker of the House, we created 11 million new jobs in the 4 years I was Speaker. Those were created by the American people, not by politicians. But we created the lower tax, less regulatory environment. We also have a section on American energy. Right here in South Carolina, for example, is an estimated $29 billion of natural gas offshore. That could both create a tremendous industry. Offshore jobs in Louisiana pay an average of $80,000 a year, so they're good jobs.
All right. One wonders why Newt Gingrich is staying in. He's smart, but he just doesn't have any real traction. He has appeal among some people, but it just isn't consistent. Okay, Sarah Palin opts out. That's up next on the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
And border to border around the world on the internet at DougStephan.com. The next half hour of conversation, like some of the first part of the program, focusing on the presidential sweepstakes, the Republicans, who's running, who's not. Sarah Palin says she's not going to run. Here are talk hosts Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman talking about that announcement.
Sarah Palin announcing she will not run for president. Certainly, Craig, I think that puts her in the position to be a real kingmaker here, or cane maker, because the governor, quite understandably and justifiably, has a very large following of people who believe that she is a true conservative and will take her opinion on this and on who in the race is a true conservative very, very seriously. So the governor, in a letter to supporters, according to ABC News, a letter just released, says, after much prayer and serious consideration, I have decided that I will not be seeking the 2012 GOP nomination for president of the United States. As always, my family comes first, and obviously Todd and I put great consideration into family life before making this decision. When we serve, we devote ourselves to God, family, and country. My decision maintains this order. Does this make Palin the kingmaker?
I don't know. Perhaps. I think there are other kingmakers. As the expression goes, ready, set, go. Now we're at the point of set. The GOP candidates are set. Can you see anybody else getting into it now? I cannot. Nobody who would be a threat. And I hope that it comes down to Herman Cain or Mitt Romney. I do want Rick Perry out of there because I don't want to struggle with my vote this coming election. I need to know more about Herman Cain, but I'd be curious of Republicans out there, who do you prefer, Herman Cain or Mitt Romney? I do agree Sarah Palin has a lot of power. Probably Michelle Bachmann has a similar amount of power. Palin, to a degree, Bachmann seems more credible than Palin in a way. So it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
All right. So the statement was made there that Sarah Palin's attention wants to be devoted to her family. There's a new book out you may have heard of, a controversial book about Sarah Palin written by a guy named Joe McGinnis. He moved next to the Palins to write his book. He certainly isn't a friend of the Palins for sure. In this excerpt from the discussion of an interview on The View, he talks about Sarah Palin not being a very good mother.
You said in your book that you said that Todd is more of a parent than Sarah. You said she had very little desire to be a mom. Now, you gave several examples in your book of how the children suffered. How did the children suffer?
From neglect. When Todd was up on the North Slope.
Serious allegation, you know that, right?
From neglect. When Todd was up on the North Slope, I'm told by more than one person, by many people who knew them through those years.
But they weren't friends.
Those children, they were close at that time. Sarah has a lot of ex-friends because she hurts people and they turn against her.
You said more people dislike her than like her.
Oh, in Alaska, I was shocked. The people who, that was the biggest surprise I had last summer, was to find out just how unpopular she is in her own hometown.
If you think they were suffering from neglect, though, why wouldn't you call child services instead of write a book?
They're grown up now.
If you think something's going on, and you know it, you think
I have no idea how what kind of a mother she is now. I was talking about, and in the book it's very clear, about when Track and Bristol and Willow were growing up, Todd was working on the North Slope, and I'm told that Sarah wouldn't even feed those children properly. She was too busy with herself.
You're talking about a mother and her children? I just find that hard to believe that wouldn't feed her.
Well, I know, and they certainly look well-fed to me. But Sarah.
If she objects to this, she can sue Joe McGinnis. If she has proof otherwise, she can sue him.
Yeah. And stuff like that is garbage. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Sarah Palin in terms of her running for the presidency. She's an interesting personality. Is she a bad mother? Is that why Bristol got pregnant? Is that why we have all this stuff floating around? Who knows? But that guy sounds like a huckster to me. How about you? 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Simon Conway talking about the big speech Palin gave in Iowa last month.
Sarah Palin has now announced she is not running for the presidency in 2012. We don't actually have a statement as yet, but apart from that simplistic statement that she is not running for the presidency. That being said, I'm guessing that the field is now complete. I do not expect to see anyone else on the GOP side jump in at this point. So it looks like we have a complete field. No Chris Christie, no Sarah Palin, but we do have Mitt Romney. We've got Perry. Perry raised $17 million in the first 49 days of his campaign. Not too shabby. We have Herman Cain. We reported 24 hours ago that Herman Cain just tied Mitt Romney on top of a new CBS poll. You got Michelle Buffman, you got Ron Paul, you've got Rick Santorum, John Huntsman, Gary Johnson, did I forget? Oh, Newt Gingrich. Did I forget anybody? So, Sarah Palin confirmed out for 2012. So, how does that make you feel? I mean, I know an awful lot of people that really believed she was going to run. And I've got to tell you that right up till Indianola and maybe a week beyond Indianola, I thought she was going to run too. But once we got a week after that, I kind of felt that she wasn't going to do it. Because she had the opportunity, and if you heard the speech at Indianola, the presidential run announcement was in the speech. The only thing she took out was the actual moment when she was going to say she was running for president. Everything else was right there. It was left in. And then at the last minute, I'm sure she took that out. The crowd picked it up. Everybody picked it up. It was such a clear build-up to the announcement that never came. So now Sarah Palin confirmed out of 2012. I think the field is set.
All right. So if you think that the field is set, what do you think about the Republican candidates? What do you think about the field of politicians? You put Barack Obama, Democrats, Republicans. Let's talk about politicians in general. Who's running and who's... I don't much believe in the blame game, but there are a lot of people who like to focus on some of the problems that we have. Can you take Herman Cain seriously? I certainly do. I mean, he's one of the bright lights here, it seems to me. He has spent the summer learning a lot. He is a threat. Do you think he's a long shot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? How about Hillary? Do you think she will run next year? Scott Brown. A lot of people think Scott Brown, the Massachusetts senator who replaced Ted Kennedy, a Republican. You know, you look at the field. I'm from Massachusetts, and I'm kind of musing here on all the candidates that have come out of Massachusetts that have gone on to either win or come close. John Kerry, the senator, ran as a presidential candidate against George Bush, sort of a sacrificial whatever, although George Bush was pretty unpopular. The same kind of thing as we have right now. Obama, very unpopular. But how do these guys win? How do these people that are so unpopular win? They manipulate things. They know. You may have heard me a couple of weeks ago throw sort of some cold water on the electoral system because the way we do it is impossibly complicated and difficult to understand when you look at any number of circumstances. Al Gore had more votes than George Bush, so why didn't he win? And you can go back over before that and after that circumstances. You can argue that Nixon had more votes than Kennedy. Why didn't he win? All of these things, because the Electoral College is an arcane, old, really, I was going to say foolish, but it's beyond that. It's a misleading way for us to choose a president. Your vote ought to count. And with the electoral system the way it is right now, it doesn't really. It doesn't count one for one. So maybe we'll spend some time engaging in that discussion. At any rate, a lot of you are standing by to be heard, and we'll get to your calls in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was kid high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity.
It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255. Okay, so let's move ourselves into the caller zone. Are you happy? We're getting down to the wire, so some would have you think. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Here's Anna in Brooksfield, Florida, to start off the caller round. Go ahead, Anna. You're up now with your thoughts on who's running.
Hi there. Hi. If the vote were today, I would definitely choose Herman Cain. I am so tired of the so-called establishment candidate, and Herman Cain is a breath of fresh air. I was a delegate in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and he answers questions directly. He has a plan, and I got to tell you, with what everything's going on in the country today, I definitely want a Herman Cain, and most of us are so over this, the media calling, Mitt Romney, the establishment candidate. I'm sorry, but he won't cut it for the bold moves that I think this country needs to go in.
You know, I was reading something, an editorial in the Wall Street Journal last week. The fellow started off by saying, I love Herman Cain, but. And I thought to myself, but what? There are those people who say, oh, this guy can't win. He's a black guy.
I am tired of that.
Look at he's a business. Did you listen? I don't know if you heard the clip that I played yesterday. If you didn't, maybe we can find it again, where Cain, who was on The View a couple of days ago, was challenged by Barbara Walters. Did you hear that?
I heard people talking about it, but I missed the actual. I missed that.
Michael, have you got that? Can you find that? If I think that in essence, Barbara Walters played herself and showed, I have respect for her because she's been around and done a good job of staying on the top of the heap for decades and decades, but she showed just such arrogance, asking him why he thought he was a qualified candidate because he'd never been a politician. And you could hear the other people, the boos from people because they feel the same as you do. It's time, having a politician is a crock. It's all these people set this stuff up for themselves. So anyway, it's refreshing to hear your thoughts, Anna. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7. No, wait a minute. That's the wrong number. How about we give 800-510-8255? That's the right number. All right. Here's the clip from The View that I was talking about. Listen to Barbara Walters go after Herman Cain.
You admit that you don't know too much about foreign policy.
Not anymore.
Well, you've been studying, yeah. But have you been to foreign countries, by the way?
I was in Israel in August, as an example. I have been to South Africa. I've been to Australia. So I've been to a number of countries.
So you've been to a number. Okay.
Most recently, I was in Israel in last August.
Okay. But in general, you have said you're not up to speed in foreign policy. I'm quoting you. And most of your experience has been as the CEO of the pizza company.
Yes.
Well, I must say you have, you worked very hard and you, a little by little, worked your way up and to your great credit. But what makes you qualified to be president of the United States?
Well, let's not just focus on the pizza company. Remember, I worked my way up to become a vice president of the Pillsbury Company. I then worked my way up to become a vice president of Burger King Corporation. They then appointed me president and CEO of Godfathers, which was supposed to go bankrupt, but I didn't get the memo, so we saved the company. Then I headed up the National Restaurant Association. I've also served as chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. My first job was as a ballistics analyst, as a mathematician with the Department of Navy, working on fire control systems. I've served on the board of Strategic Air Command, Citizen Advisory Board, earlier in my career. So net-net, I'm a problem solver. That's what I've done for over 40 years.
Right now.
Yes.
I've been in business, which you have never held an elected office and very limited foreign policy experience. So,
let me respond to that one. When I speak to groups all over the country, as you would imagine, when I get to the part that, number one, I don't have national name ID like some of the other candidates. Mm-hmm. Number two, I don't have a kajillion dollars like some of the other candidates. And when I say I've never held public office, I get a spontaneous applause because they're tired of politicians as usual. The American people are ready for someone who is a businessman, problem solver first. Yeah.
There you go. A pretty good way to cap off Barbara and her attempt to make him look like the good little black boy who should stay home. 51 after the hour.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show now featuring the legal expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. I guess if he's a legal expert, then it would go hand in hand that he probably is a lawyer. Matter of fact, you can check out his bona fides at stevelaw.net. Stevelaw.net. You can look through a list of the books that he's written that help a lot of consumers out. Good stuff there. All right, so let's open the door to the law office and talk about the number two item this week on the chart, the Wall Street occupiers and their arrests. I think that some people think that the long arm of the law got a little too far out afield with the arrest of some of these protesters. What's the legal, the real legal side? What can you do and not do in a protest?
You know, it's interesting because sometimes protests and public assemblies will require permits, and then it's an issue of, are you clamping down on the right of the First Amendment and free speech and the right to assemble? And yes, there is a limitation on that. So the courts have been pretty good as recognizing the right to assemble, the right of free speech, the right to protest are important, but they can be limited. And so in addition to maybe even requiring permits, there is the issue of, are they obstructing traffic? Are they interfering with normal commerce? These are things where, indeed, the police can step in. But I tend to agree with you and some others that perhaps the police in some of these cities that have dealt with it have been a little bit overzealous, and that the protesters really have not obstructed justice. That they haven't interfered with the public peace.
Come on,
yeah.
Go back to when we were kids. There was some real protesting. Yeah. What happened to the real? I said this on the air in a number of different circumstances. Let's get some good old-fashioned protesting going on here. I don't mean anybody getting hurt, but we ought to burn a few cars and, you know, that stuff. Those are the days of great protests.
You see, the problem is that we of that ilk and that age are like me with torn meniscuses, and we don't get around as well anymore.
Ah, that's what it is. Okay. All right, up next on the countdown, at least our review of the legal ramifications, this Fast and Furious gun scandal, the investigation, Eric Holder and company, how legally bad is this for the administration?
It could be potentially very bad, because what you have here is not so much even the issue of the programs and where guns ended up in the hands of criminals, but the fact that the Attorney General of the United States says he was not aware of this. He wasn't aware of what was happening.
But he was.
And that's the real issue. I mean, this is what brought down Richard Nixon. It wasn't that Nixon authorized Watergate. He didn't. But he became aware of it early on, and he denied that, and that's where the problem is. This is something that I think that could be simmering to be a big issue, and much, much larger than Fast and Furious. It's a matter of cover-up.
Yeah. All right. They're all about the business of protecting their own butts.
Yep.
And make sure nothing is hung out to dry, as it were. All right. Amanda Knox, that case, what is she really all about? Here are all kinds of conflicting stories. She's pretty. She's fun. Not very nice. Yada, yada, yada. Why did the Italians let her go?
They really didn't have a good trial of her. You know, the system of justice is pretty different there, yeah. Including the fact that if you make comments about a prosecutor, you can be sued for libel and slander. The evidence against her was flimsy. You know, I'm always wary of convicting or even exonerating people based on what we see in the media. Yeah. However, there is no question that the forensic evidence against her, the DNA, that was flimsy. They didn't have much other than that, and they certainly had no motive. It was not a strong case. I think it may have been part of xenophobia, blaming the foreigner, and she was an easy target. So here, I think she probably is innocent, but you know, who knows? You never proved innocent in a courtroom, and the Italian justice system got itself in a mess and then really had to do a lot to just get out and recover its position.
Yeah, they sure didn't come across well.
Not at all.
In the way that was presented. All right, three opinions made by legal analyst, lawyer, again, one and the same. You hear all these legal analysts on these radio programs. Royal Oaks is all over the place on ABC, and I happen to know he's a lawyer, but you know what? You can call yourself anything. Who's to prove it? I want to see your shingle, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, I happen to know he's a lawyer, and a good one at that. Check out his website, stevelaw.net.
What happened, man?